Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. A big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs and to everybody who's been tuned in for the first 2 hours of the show. It's officially halftime. We are officially moving into the third quarter of the show. If you missed a minute, it's real simple. You can always listen for free on the replay, in the daytime, anytime, on the freeradio.com app. Thank you to everybody listening live on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates across North America. People tuned in on Sirius XM channel 206. People on Apple Music. And then also, it doesn't matter if you're at work. It doesn't matter if you're at home. If you got one of those smart speakers, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Real simple, folks. You can listen any type of way you want. If you want to contact me, it's real simple. I'm on all social media at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And you know the number here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We started off the show with the big news of today, and that happens to be J.J. Watt agreeing to a 2-year deal to sign with the Arizona Cardinals, a team that went 8-8 last season. Is going to have to battle it out in the NFC West as to whether or not they can even get to the playoffs. And look, I would take $23 million guaranteed too. You know, when you think about the injuries and the punishment his body has been through, the recoveries, take the money. Ain't no guarantee that J.J. Watt is going to bounce back and, you know, come out here and give you 20 sacks or damn near 20 sacks again. Take the money, take the checks, see if you can compete for a title somewhere else, maybe a few years from now. Who knows? We also had a conversation right before we went to break about Drew Brees. His trainer put out a video of him training with a weighted sled. I'm not ready to say that this is a declaration of Drew Brees' return, but if I'm the Saints, I'm pretty much okay if Drew Brees stays home. Because I don't know if I'm going to get a full 16 out of him. I don't know what he's going to do on the field. I know that Drew Brees, I think his next stop should actually be the broadcast booth, where he already has a contract whenever he retires with NBC. So let's see whether or not Drew Brees goes out and decides to move upstairs into the booth and away from the field. I'm not going to draw too much into seeing Drew Brees work out. I'm pretty sure he'll be a broadcaster, and he will still be working out. The man is a professional athlete. He's been working out the majority of his entire life. But he's switching his job up eventually. Let's just see when it happens. And speaking of switching your job up or, you know, doing a different job, you know, recently, a few days ago, we heard, and unfortunately, here we are back again, 2021, with another stick to sports declaration. And this time, the Stick to Sports declaration, I would say for most American sports fans, I'd say that they are probably not familiar with the name that I'm about to share. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. He is one of the best soccer players in the world, has been one of the best soccer players in the world, I'd say for the past 15 to 20 years. More people are probably familiar with Zlatan across the globe than maybe even LeBron James, or at least he might parallel in regards to popularity. He is not Messi. He is not Ronaldo. He has certainly been looked upon as one of the greatest players ever, one of the greatest players of this recent generation, you know, just not to go out there and totally climb the mountaintop. But he is revered. He is still one of the best, and he is still playing right now for AC Milan. More recently, prior, he played here in the MLS for a couple of seasons for the LA Galaxy. Besides that, he's played in Barcelona. He played in Paris for PSG, Manchester United. He has been around. He's one of the most famous athletes on earth. And as he's 39 and who knows how many more years he has left to play, he is an eccentric personality. He refers and has always referred to him, as long as I can remember, to himself in the third person. And he was doing an interview in Sweden for Discovery Communications, and he is Swedish. He's also born to a Croatian Catholic mother, a Bosnian Muslim father. He was born in Sweden, so he is certainly not someone, based on the old history of Yugoslavia, of, I would say, racial strife. Or potentially even discrimination. But he wanted to call out athletes like LeBron James who speak up. Or in the case of LeBron or any other athlete who do so, you know, speak on politics. I will let you hear from Zlatan himself with Discovery Communications. This is what he had to say at the end of last week.
I don't like when people... when they have some kind of status and they go in and they do politics at the same time what they're doing. I mean, do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best in playing football. I don't do politics. If I would be a politician, I would do politics. That is the first mistake people do when they become famous and they come in a certain status. Stay out of it. Just do what you're best at, because it doesn't look good.
Oh, man. Damn. Oh. That is cringy to listen to. And I don't care if it's something you can apply to LeBron James. I don't care who it is. And it's not just something about athletes. It's just, that's cringy. I mean, just from a human being perspective or human being level, hey, just do what you're good at. Like, don't get into the politics. I mean, the last time I checked, politics had to deal with people. People voted for the politicians. The politicians are supposed to support the needs of the people. So what does that mean? Should people generally in society, should they only vote on politicians to make decisions for them on their behalf? Should they be lax in their own communities? Why does status change that? If you are a school teacher and you have influence over the students who you teach, you know, why should that change if you now become, let's say, principal of the country? I know that's a gross exaggeration. Or if you are a community leader, whether it be at a club or a church, or a work organization, why should that be different because you have a camera in front of your face? You know, we have a lot of professional athletes, since that's what Zlatan referred to specifically, who, yes, they now have status. They are famous, and they utilize that same status no different than what they might do in the community. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. Hey, you are listening to me, JR, here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, there are plenty of things that I have done in my lifetime, in my community where I'm from, okay? And it doesn't necessarily have to be broadcast out over CBS Sports Radio. But me sitting here in the seat, am I supposed to be less of a human? Am I not supposed to talk about, oh, what's going on in the world of sports as it relates to human rights issues? I'm pretty sure there are people right now who are probably just like, oh, my God, here's JR talking about sticking to sports. And I say the reverse. Oh, my God. You know, here we are one more time, unfortunately ignoring that, you know, athletes are human beings. We heard this from Cam Newton last week. And so I want you to hear LeBron James and his response to Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who told, you know, LeBron and people like him, just stick to sports, stay out of politics. This is what LeBron had to say.
I would never shut up about things that's wrong. I preach about my people, and I preach about equality, social injustice, racism, systematic voting, voter suppression, things that go on in our community. Because I was a part of my community at one point and seeing the things that was going on, and I know what's going on still, because I have a group of 300 plus kids at my school that's going through the same thing, and they need a voice. And I'm their voice. I'm their voice, and I use my platform to continue to shed light on everything that may be going on, not only in my community, but around the, this country and around the world. So if there's no reason, I won't say no reason, but there's no way I will ever just stick to sports, because I understand how, how this platform and how powerful my voice is. And he can just ask Renee Montgomery, if I would have shut up and just dribbled. Seeing that beautiful black woman today, be a part of a group where she's part of an ownership group now with the Atlanta Dream down in Atlanta. And it's funny he say that, because I believe in like 2018, he was the same guy who said when he was back in Sweden, talking about the same things, because his last name wasn't a certain last name, that he felt like it was some racism going on when he was out on the pitch. I speak from a very educated mind. I'm kind of the wrong guy to actually go at, because I do my homework.
Okay, so there at the end, LeBron James, throwing out a little bit of a dig. I mean, even you want to talk about a few years ago, more recently and before, well, a few minutes ago, I pretty much told you about Zlatan Ibrahimovic and his background, a Croatian Catholic mother, a Bosnian Muslim father. It was only, a few games ago where, he was pretty much derided because of his own background at a game, as he had fans who were chanting, unsightly or words that you wouldn't want to hear to him, strictly because of who he is and where he's from. So you would think he would understand, but to each his own, and here's the situation and the deal. People all have choices. They all have options. If you don't want to watch or hear LeBron James, I'm pretty sure that there are plenty of people, I know for certain, there are plenty of people who don't tune in. We all have options. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, when it comes to athletes, and I'm speaking specifically here in the United States of America, I saw a response, and I certainly second it when I saw it. Hey, Zlatan, he is not black in America. And that is a fact. It's pretty short-sighted to tell someone, hey, stick to sports, when I actually believe it's pretty cool, it's admirable, when people utilize whatever their platform is for good. And I find it quite ironic when people, just sports fans in general, these are some things that people generally don't have an issue with. You won't have a problem with an athlete who uses his fame to go to a hospital to cheer up a kid. No one tells that athlete, stay your ass out the hospital. Don't help out the kids. No one ever told Warrick Dunn, hey, stop building those houses for those moms who need it. No one ever said, Warrick, stop building homes. You're too nice of a guy. No one says anything. When athletes are giving out food, no one says, why are you feeding them? No one asks and questions, and certain people do sometimes, because we got to pick everything apart. When someone wants to start a school to educate someone, You don't generally hear people say, why are you helping them with an education? You should stick to sports. But when it comes to matters of racial equality, all of a sudden, that's not good enough. For whatever reason, someone speaking out against racial inequality, that's big enough for people to get their underwear in a bunch. Why? Please. Why is that an issue? But going and building a home is not. These are all human rights issues. And in the case of LeBron James, and I know there are quite a few people out there screaming at the radio right now, or at least in their own head going, well, where was LeBron James when it came down to China? Where was LeBron James when it came down to Hong Kong? Well, I'll tell you this, that is accurate. But you know what we can't expect? And we've gotten into a world of such extremes. We cannot expect anyone, any human being to be perfect. Okay? I don't care who you are and what you do. But what can speak for you is your role of actions. If you want to use a sports analogy, if you want to think about a baseball player, I can think of Hall of Fame baseball players, plenty of them. Nobody bats 1,000. Nobody goes up there and goes 4 for 4 every game. Folks will strike out. And when you look at the track record of someone like LeBron James for what he's done in the community, in the African American community, in a community for people who haven't necessarily had the same voice or have the same options, he's batting pretty damn high if you ask me. So I don't think it's fair to say, oh, well, let's paint him with the broad hypocritical brush. When throughout the duration of his adult life, for a young man who went from being a child to a man with his own family, I would say most of his steps throughout the process and throughout the way have been admirable. How he has not hoarded his success, but has decided to go out and share it with others and empower others. What's wrong with that? It'd be nice if we had other human beings. And it's not because you have cameras in front of you. It's not because you have followers on Instagram or followers on Twitter. It's not because you're a professional athlete. It'd be nice if all of us, just as a simple point of being human beings, if we were able to be considerate to other human beings, if we were able to look in the mirror and say, you know what, this is something that I can do to help somebody else's life, you know, make their life a little bit easier. And so that's why when Zlatan Ibrahimovic tells LeBron James, hey, do what you're good at. Stay out of politics. You know what? It's not politics. You know, human rights, you know, shouldn't be at the central focus of politics. It should be at the center of being an honorable, caring, respectful, empathetic human being. And so much of that, unfortunately, right now gets wrapped up and lost in politics. We see someone, and we did this last week when we talked about a top six list. I gave you my top six list of misunderstood athletes. And at number one, I gave you Colin Kaepernick. And as I said, unfortunately, it took an entire mixture of the country being locked, the country having a central focus, people being in their homes. It took George Floyd dying. It took all of that to happen for a lot of people, corporations, individuals, politicians, business entities, to even pay attention to things that people have been saying day to day for years. And it's real easy to put deodorant on the stink, but actually not wash up or take care of what the initial problem is. And so Colin Kaepernick said something for a long time. We had to have an extreme result for even his own league that he's basically been blackballed from paying attention. And so I personally admire anyone who stands up for folks who don't have a voice. And it's not just a black issue. It's not a Latino issue. It's not a minority issue. It is a human issue. And so for Zlatan to say what he said, I know it was more directed to athletes and politics and then a LeBron James. I just find it disgusting for anyone not to speak up when things are not right. And LeBron James absolutely falls into that category. And regardless of how you feel about him or any other athlete who has spoken up, I personally appreciate any athlete, anyone with a platform who doesn't sit idly by while other human beings who breathe the same air and have blood just like them have to unfortunately suffer. Because one thing that we should do that we don't do is lift other people up. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You heard what Zlatan Ibrahimovic had to say about LeBron James. You heard the response of LeBron James. What are your thoughts? Do you appreciate athletes who speak up? Do you appreciate athletes who utilize their platforms and utilize their fame to help other folks? Let me know your thoughts. The lines are open to you right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You may know him, you may not know. All you need to know is this. He is one of the biggest soccer stars, one of the biggest football stars on earth. He was talking to Discovery Plus in Sweden, and he basically said, listen, just athletes and people who attain a certain status, you know, they shouldn't, you know, get into politics, that they should, quote unquote, like stick to what they are good at. And that's sports in the case, you know, in the reference to LeBron James. He said, yeah, amazing at what he does, but, you know, just stick to sports. I disagree. You know, LeBron James is not perfect in every stand or stance that he has made, but his track record speaks for itself. And I don't think anybody, this is not just a sports issue. If you see something that's not right, if you can do better, do it. I don't think it should be stopped because you have a certain status. If you have influence, if you can influence people for the better good, go ahead and do it. Ain't a damn thing wrong with that. I appreciate people who stand up for people who don't have a voice. I appreciate them. Do you appreciate them? What are your thoughts on what Zlatan had to say? We got a lot of callers on the line, obviously, so I want to make sure that everyone can be succinct in their point. And make sure that they can, you know, share their time with others. I'm more than willing to have this conversation. Not a shouting or a yelling match, but a conversation. Let's start off with Randy from Wisconsin. Randy, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR. For one thing, he needs to not worry about what American athletes do. This is our country. What these athletes are doing is, it's not politics. They're making everybody aware of what's going on. You know, I live in a small town of 12,000 people and very diverse. I have just many black friends, but we all agree on one thing. There's not enough white athletes that stand up for this either. There's got to be more white athletes standing up for this. And I have no problem because these guys are very well respected. They're probably going to do more than any of our senators or any of those other guys do. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Randy, for calling up from Wisconsin. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to Todd. Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you appreciate athletes who decide to speak up?
I have a healthy appreciation for athletes to speak up when they're speaking correctly in a healthy pursuit for the common good as it applies to accurate assessment of the facts. And I'm being strict in my language with every word that I just conveyed to you. Zlatan, and I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly, I think, may have been speaking with good intentions from ignorance. He may have been speaking from voluntary ignorance, but I feel that based on what he described in his language was with good intention. Let's be realistic. Human rights are connected to politics, and sports are heavily connected to politics, too. If you've seen any of the legal contracts negotiated for those stadiums is connected to politics, the regulations on how the arenas are designed and how the people are employed, including the independent contractors that we call players. So it is all connected to politics, and if you want a healthy pursuit of politics, then you should speak your voice as an employee and as a citizen, and that's what these people are. I'm okay with it, but be correct. Be correct. Don't just be running your mouth because you're popular and people going to roll with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Todd, for calling up from Cleveland. That's an excellent point. You think about a lot of stadiums just in and of itself. They are not privately financed. You know, these are stadiums where you watch games to be entertained, which for the most part, you know, they're financed by your tax dollars. You know, I can go ahead and look at the Marlins Stadium in Miami. You know, a huge fight as to who was going to pay for it, whether the taxpayer was going to pick it up. And these are billionaires. So that is certainly an excellent point. John, he's calling up from Chicago. John, what do you say?
Hey, good evening, sir. Here in Chicago calling you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a Serbian American, and I understand the mindset of the people from the Balkans. And I understand where he's coming from, because the politicians out there are really bad, evil people. Even more worse than they are here. And I appreciate when people with power or a platform do something good and put their voice for good. Unfortunately, guys like Vlade Divac, when they tried to put something good into a country that was depleted or depleted, the politicians pushed them out. I wish in 1991, before those war broke out, the players like Dražan Petrović and Vlade Divac and many more that came after them raised their voices. Because if I can get along with my Bosnian and Croatian neighbors here in America, I'm sure that if they said, sit in front of those politicians and say, hey, hold on a second, there wouldn't have been that bloodshed. And Zlatan going up half Croatian, half Bosnian, that's not easy. That's not easy if people understood what we're coming from, where we came from. I wish it never happened. We come from an area where we have some great athletes. Look at the NBA today. Luka Doncic, Jokic. One of the greatest tennis players. He might go down as one of the greatest.
Yeah, Bjork.
Comes from that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And these guys can't raise their voice out there because then they become nationalistic. And then it's an unfortunate situation. It's an unfortunate situation here. I have an African-American brother-in-law. He's a Navy veteran. He's a police officer out in Maryland, and God bless him. He is welcome in my house any day. But unfortunately,
sure.
I have family members where he isn't welcome. But I have to love both sides and try to find peace, because God teaches me, at least my parents taught, love everybody. Do unto others as you wish to be done upon yourself.
John, I gotta stop you there, unfortunately, as I get towards the news break. Those words that you just said there, very poignant. I don't think you could have ended it on a higher or better note. Do unto others as you would want them done unto you. And I think for your earlier point about Zlatan, that's what makes it curious that LeBron James was an example of what you said, based on his own background, based on going back to the old Yugoslavia, and based on him, you know, speaking about or using LeBron James as an example. I don't think it would necessarily be the best one. I don't necessarily think it would be applicable. I'm going to continue to take your calls. The number here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you appreciate athletes who stand up for those who don't necessarily have a voice? Or do you agree with Zlatan that there shouldn't be a place for that with people who have status? I think that is pretty foolish, regardless of whether you are an athlete or not. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm taking your phone calls right now, 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I shared with you the audio of footballer, soccer player, global star, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, as he spoke to Discovery in Sweden, and he basically said, yeah, you know, I think people, when they obtain or reach a certain status, that they should stick to whatever the hell they're good at. In his case, it's sports. In the case of LeBron James, it's sports, and that they should stay out of of politics. Well, LeBron James responded, and he said, I'm never going to stop speaking out for people who don't necessarily have a voice. And I know people will go, oh, well, what about China? And I would agree with that. I heard what he said. I've been out to China. I've been in Hong Kong. And I was a little taken aback by his response. But when you look at the full body of work of who he is and what he's done, it's been an indicator of that. Speaking out for people in the African-American community who have been disenfranchised or don't necessarily have a voice. And I think that's beautiful. And I think we should always continue to stand up and speak for people who don't have a voice. And it's not just speak for people, but to also put forth actions. It doesn't matter if it's a matter of mentorship, giving advice, giving a chance, giving an opportunity, self-reflection. There's so many things that we can all do as individuals to make society as a whole a better place. And that goes past racial lines, that moves into economic lines. And it's not just something rooted in politics. So I appreciate anyone, any human being who stands up for others. And the idea of stopping because you reach a certain status, unless you are, you know, going to hurt folks with your words, which we have plenty of people who have used their status to inflict damage on people. We have too many instances of that. If you're doing that, then yes, please shut the hell up. If you're doing that, then go away. But if you're trying to empower people, if you're trying to educate people, if you're trying to help people, ain't a damn thing wrong with that. I appreciate folks who stand up or go against the grain, even when people want them to be quiet. 855-212-4CBS. Charles is calling from Maryland. Charles, what do you say?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Charles. Go ahead.
All right. I look at it from both sides. I think there are good points on actually both sides, the soccer guy and LeBron. I think LeBron means well, and I respect everything he does. As a black man who grew up in Baltimore, a very violent city, at times when he speaks, he seems to only speak as if racism is the only issue. And I think as a black man, from what I see, because LeBron always used the term my people. And so if you want to inform your people, you also have to put the onus on us. Because a lot of things that's going on in this world, we also inflict on us. It's not just oppression or systemic racism. And I think that LeBron James has a responsibility because he does have such a big platform to inform black men to take care of your children. Stop selling drugs. Pull your pants up.
Respect
the police. It
sure
has to go both ways. It just can't be one-sided. And so I'm just speaking from what I hear in my experience here in my city.
Sure. Well, and Charles, that's something as a black man myself, that's something that I also hear. And that is very easy to do. And I'll respond this way, because that's a huge conversation that can go a long ways. But you actually gave the answer. Are there internal problems? Yes. It's no different than looking at someone's house or someone's home. You can look at the issues that are going or taking place inside your home, or you can take a look at the issues that affect the neighborhood, that affect the city, that affect the town. Just because if something goes on in your house doesn't mean that when you step out the doors that there aren't larger issues that affect what's going on inside. And so when it comes down to the African-American community, for what you just said, yeah, it's not just the only problem. Yeah, racism isn't the only problem. But when you look historically at the roots, when you look at the origin of what the issue is, it is deeply rooted in racism. Okay? Black folks, the majority of people who are here, who have lineage here in the United States of America, because this is a country where the majority of us are not native to the United States of America. When you think about African Americans, they are here. We are here primarily as a result of racism. So to say that is not the only issue, of course, it's not the only issue. There is a much larger issue that is rooted in the problems that you just mentioned Robert, he's calling up from Boise, Idaho. Robert, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on what Zlatan had to say? Do you appreciate athletes who utilize their platforms to speak up for others?
Hey, so I do agree with them using their platforms to speak on the issues. And touching back on a brief topic you talked about earlier, I think nobody has an issue when everybody goes to help schools in underprivileged countries or underprivileged towns and stuff like that, because everybody sees the bad in that. Where some of the issues with the race, like you were just touching on, is in the country and in the world that we live in, you're either one side of the fence or the other side of the fence. It seems like it's hard to find those people that are in the middle and understand that both sides are right and both sides have their wrongs, if that makes any sense.
No, and thank you, Robert, for calling up from Boise. You took the words that I right out of my mouth. When I opened up, took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I said in the first segment. No one takes issue when athlete builds a house for XYZ. No one takes issue when athlete, you know, decides to visit a hospital. No one takes an issue when an athlete opens up a food program. Those are all good. That's all fine and well. But the minute someone says anything having to do with race or just strictly equality, you know, people get uncomfortable. Why? Why? If we want to be universal to, you know, hey, stick to sports and stay out of politics, and make it universal. Don't pick and choose, you know, what you necessarily, you know, want to be offended by. Why, one size doesn't fit all. We know this is a world of double standards. What are you willing to accept and actually see that's there? Everybody should be able to feel free to say what the hell they want. Troy is here from Cleveland. Troy, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR, how's it going?
I'm good. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think anybody with platforms as high as LeBron James and, you know, farther and beyond, if there even is in the sports world, definitely. I mean, we're all Americans. This is a democracy. This is everybody has a word, you know, even the homeless people, you know. So, you know, when people get mad and angry because all these people are getting up and standing up and, you know, fighting, either if it's racism or if it's a shortage in water in California or if it's this or that, hey, get up there, fight for it, you know. And I appreciate the athletes that get up there and do that, you know, and movie stars, no matter what it may be.
Sure. Yeah, that doesn't. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate you for calling from Cleveland. They're still human. They ain't less human. They're not subhuman. You don't garner or gain a certain amount of notoriety, and because you might live in a house in the hills, because your house might be larger, because you're in a different tax bracket, that doesn't remove you from humanity. Certain people get real full of themselves. A lot of people can forget their circumstances of where they are or what got them there, and that's not something that's, you know, specific to any particular background. That's a reality. Jerry's from Washington. Jerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you appreciate athletes speaking up?
Yes, I'm proud of them speaking up, because I go all the way back when there was Jim Brown who spoke up. There was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that spoke up. There was Muhammad Ali that spoke up. And the tradition keeps going on. And the guy that I admire most, who took a serious sacrifice in his career, was Colin Kaepernick. And I love it. And the thing is, we got to keep on going strong. I appreciate your show, and I'm going to go ahead and listen to you. But I tell you this, we got to keep it moving, because people are reacting to this. Look what happened to the election. People are reacting. So we got to keep it going and just stay strong and do what we have to do for the next generation.
All right. Thank you, Jerry, for calling from Washington. Paul is here from California. Paul, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I love the show. Hey, I think there's some duplicity there, that whether or not it smacks of hypocrisy, it certainly waters down someone's commitment if you think deeply about it. What made Ali so special was that he was willing to forego all of his privilege to stand on principle. And so the, you know, overlooking China probably had a lot to do with some big shoe contracts. And definitely there was, you know, going to be a financial recrimination if LeBron spoke out. And I remember him coming down pretty hard on the Houston, I believe it was the manager from Houston, wasn't it?
It was Daryl Morey at the time, who now runs the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, and I love anyone speaking out. I'm for LeBron James, but consistency. I mean, that is what we saw with Ali. We see that with Kaepernick, the unwillingness to compromise, and that matters.
Sure. Absolutely, Paul. And thank you so much for calling up from California. Yeah, I agree with you. But as I told you, I think I said in the first break, and it's not to overlook China. It certainly wasn't something that I agree with when he said it. But being consistent doesn't mean saying the right thing all the time. Colin Kaepernick said some things outside of, you know, I believe in you know, we having equal rights. I don't agree with everything that he said. Consistency does not mean you are right 100% of the time. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion there. I'm going to continue this conversation when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.